Someday I'll be a farmer, working the land. I wish I was a farmer to work with my hands, 'cause it's been too long a ride, too high the fare. Well, I built and climbed a mountain, but it wasn't there. And I've been looking all around, looked everywhere. Well, I built and climbed a mountain, but it wasn't there. It isn't there. Dum-da-dum. It isn't here, it isn't there, nor anywhere. I'm gonna pick an apple right from the tree. I'm gonna eat the apple, 'cause it grew there for me. And it's been too long a ride, too high the fare. Well, I built and climbed a mountain, but it wasn't fair. And I've been looking all around, looked everywhere, to build and climb a mountain. If it isn't there, it isn't there. Dum-da-dum. It isn't here, it isn't there, nor anywhere. I wish I was a farmer, working the land. Someday I'll be a farmer, to work with my hands, 'cause it's been too long a ride, too high the fare. You know, I built and climbed a mountain, but it wasn't there. And I've been looking all around, looked everywhere. Well, I built and climbed a mountain, but it wasn't fair. And I've been looking all around, looked everywhere, to build and climb a mountain. If it isn't there, it isn't there. Dum-da-dum. It isn't here, it isn't there, nor anywhere. I wish I was a farmer, working the land. Someday I'll be a farmer,
have a new co-host.
Taylor!
Yeah!
Yay!
Exciting. Changes are coming our way.
Thomas and is gone.
Yeah, Thomas is gone. Thomas
if you're
off
listening,
to art school.
We miss you.
And I made a list while I was at work at the things we can talk about today. hydrotherapy, hot tubbing with my class, and hairy armpits. and I know that last one, you might be a little put off by it, but it'll be a good conversation topic, especially with me and Taylor here. So I hope you stick around. I'm going to play another song unless you have one. Ready? Okay.
Laugh in the face of death under masthead. Hold your breath through late break and disaster. Next the news of the train. Cold feelings meant global, like coke in the nose of the noble. Keeps it riots and the rage. She's on fire in the music tanks with no red lights in sight. Got you.
snare and pain. Need to dance you. Thank you.
Amy Winehouse. I miss you. Why did you have to leave us? So yes, today I did hydrotherapy. Hydrotherapy is something anyone can do anywhere, rich or poor, hungry or thirsty. You can, maybe not thirsty because
you shouldn't drink,
whatever, yeah. But hungry or famished, is famished mean hungry, Taylor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Extreme hungry.
Famished or bloated is what I should have said. anyone can do hydrotherapy. What you do is like either with your hand, we did either hands or feet. We also did throat hydrotherapy. And what you do is you have a bucket of really cold ice water and a bucket of really hot water. Yeah. And you put your hands in the hot water for 3 minutes, and then you dunk them in the cold for 30 seconds. And then 3 minutes of hot and cold for 30 seconds. And you do that 3 times. And it's supposed to bring the blood circulating to that part of your body, along with, like, as the blood moves there, it's supposed to pass through your other organs, or it passes through your other organs, and makes them more pumpy and do their job better.
And then you're better.
And then, yeah, with your feet, it's supposed to help with, like, lung and nasal and throat congestion.
Did it feel better?
I mean, I did hands. So it actually, I feel really good today. I was feeling really crappy this morning, as Taylor can attest.
Yes, she was.
And we didn't have good night's sleeps.
No.
But I feel so much better now. We also went in a hot tub. Yeah. And now, Taylor, you should play a song because we're going into the next topic, and I don't think we should do that right now.
Dad with a baseball bat, and he is screaming and crying for help.
went hot tubbing with my class today, and I thought it was going to be really weird. I was nervous. I had to wear a bathing suit in front of my class. That's always weird, right?
I've never had to do that yet.
Yeah.
Yet, I say.
So I was just like, oh, there's a kid in my class right now. Mm-hmm. Look. Yeah, that
Did
kid with the red hair.
With
actually, no, he was not in the hot tub with us.
There's so many people.
No, that's actually not even him. Oops. Okay, my bad eyes. I'm sorry, you guys. Misled you, even though you can't see anything. Okay. I guess that wasn't a good conversation topic because the listeners are not seers. Anyway.
Listeners can be seers in my studies.
Ooh. Ooh, Taylor. Taylor said, I don't know if they can hear you when you're... face isn't facing towards the mic, so I'll repeat what you said. Or you can repeat what you said.
We should just play another song. Okay, I'm gonna play another song. This is Brooklyn Boy by Kevin DeVine.
Okay, fine.
Brooklyn boy, born, raised, chopping lines. Hey, hey, it's my birthday. Torch to tar pit flames, a lockjaw night. Hey, hey, it's my birthday. Put your dead end friends, they make your stomach shake while you're hissing head. Barrels down that blackened lane, alone at last, to figure how you got this way.
We're back. With more people, too.
Yeah, with more people. The people that just walked in, introduce yourselves, people.
Hello, I'm Emma.
Hi, I'm Allison.
Emma is my grandma's friend's granddaughter. They wanted me to tell her things about Hampshire in emails before she came here, and then we became friends.
Yay.
I hope I helped her. Did I help you?
Yes.
What did I say? Do you remember something that helped you the most in everything I said? Unless it's too personal, and then you shouldn't say it.
Too personal.
Too
personal.
Okay, good. I just let her get out with a cop out, but I know Emma, and this was going somewhere, I swear. Just play a song, and I'll get back to you.
She rose from a chair when they caught me. I just finished combing my hair, cause a rabbit will run and the cold hasn't long with the mare. All down the earth while we carry the throne, we go under the rivers and under our clothes, and I still have a prayer, sure as my settling bone. Like a cup that we share, I'll jump over the wall and I'll wait for you there. Well past the weeds in our vision of things to come. We've all heard the rooster and all been denied, and we see through the haze and the spit in our eyes, and I still have a prayer. Cause a rabbit will run, and the wind takes a bird where it blows. All traded lovers and woke up alone, and we clapped for the king, though our fingers were cold. I still have a prayer, cause I love what I cannot control. It's
like a cup that we share. I'll jump over the wall and I'll wait for you there. Well past the weeds in our vision of things to come. Oh, and we've all found the reason for hiding the gun. We've helped out a few. If we've hurt anyone, I still have a prayer. So be it, I've done what I've done. When they called me, the cuffs got the blood from my wrists. Cause a rabbit will run, and a pig has to lay in its piss. For giving half to the hand in our face, we've all taken a stone from the holiest place. And I still have a prayer that furthered the world in my way.
Taylor, I had no idea about those two facts.
In the music and dance building.
Perfect. So everyone should come and support your peers and your non-peers.
And they're probably going to be amazing, because last time I saw one of the student groups play,
oh my
it was
gosh,
fantastic.
So good, the folk one, so good.
They were so amazing.
I can't get over it. Still. I, like, in the middle of it, I always get really antsy. It's part of, like, anxiety in general. And I get antsy, and I'm like, I don't feel like being here anymore and sitting in this same place. And I was like, well, where else would I want to be? Sitting on my couch? No.
No.
I'm going to stay here.
And then it played.
And then it was.
And then it started. And
it was so
amazing.
Good.
It was so good.
Okay.
All right. Next song.
It's your turn, Taylor.
Keystone Bridge is clear. Thank you.
This time of year, that's not how I should have started this sentence, but I take that back. Okay, so I was the only girl in the hot tub with hairy armpits at the time, and I put my arms up on the sides, and I saw the girl next to me look at me funky, look at my armpits funky, and then turn forward and breathe. And I just want to ask the people in the room and out there what they think about women having hairy armpits. And what it means about women who don't have hairy armpits. Okay. Taylor?
Yes, I also have hairy armpits. I totally think it's the better. I mean, it's totally your choice.
It is your choice.
But you shouldn't be ridiculed or judged differently for not shaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Women without hairy armpits.
I just think that in our society we've become like conditioned to think a certain way and to like unconsciously judge people who don't think in that way and act that way. Mm-hmm. And it's a little unfair to people who want to
do things differently.
Do things. Well, not even differently, just like more happily. I don't know.
All right.
Okay, I hope my dad's not listening because the last time I was at his house, he turned to me and he goes, "My friend." Hold on, I need to do this in an Israeli accent. My friend just went to North Carolina, Asheville, and you know Lorraine. She saw these women, and they were hippies. They just had, it was disgusting. They had hairy armpits, and Lorraine's not like that. She's liberal, but she's not like that. Like,
yeah.
That's just disgusting. And I was like standing there with my hairy armpits under my clothes that he had not seen. I don't know if he thought I had them or not. I'm not really sure what the deal was there, but it was
horrible.
Settling.
My parents do that to me all the time.
Well, they know I have hairy armpits, and they constantly make fun of me for it.
Mm.
So, I don't know which is better. Backhanded comments. Without you potentially knowing, or without him potentially knowing. Or him just being nasty to your face about it. I mean, they're kind of the same. Okay.
Young, I'd flee this town, I'd bury my dreams underground, as did I. We drink to die, we drink to die.
like, oh, it's over.
So but it wasn't.
But it wasn't. So I went to lift the mic, and Taylor was like, oh, then why does it say there's a minute left? And I was like, oh, back down. And that's why you might have heard that on the song.
Yeah. That's not part of the song, for real.
No, it's not. Facebook or phone or calling at 413-559-6766. Just tell us what song you want to hear. I'll repeat that number. 413-413-559-559-559-6766-6766-6766-6766.
That's my ex-boyfriend's last digits to his phone number.
Taylor's ex-boyfriend. I think. What was he like?
It was Ben Widener.
Oh, Ben Widener. Noah and the Whale, 5 years time, Thomas Brown won!
Tom won! And that's such a good Tom, I love that song! That's our friendship song! It's our friendship song!
I'm so sad.
Tom, I miss you. I hope that you're having a good time in Billerica, if that's where you are.
Yeah.
I miss you.
I think that's where he is right now. Enjoy the music. If this starts playing, that was supposed to be my interlude out.
Time we could be walking around a zoo with the sun shining down over me and you, and there'll be love in the bodies of the elephants too. And I'll put my hands over your eyes, but you'll peek through, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our bodies, and sun, sun, sun all down our necks, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our faces, and sun, sun, sun. So what the heck, 'cause I'll be laughing at all of your silly little jokes, and we'll be laughing about how we used to smoke all those stupid little cigarettes and drink stupid wine, 'cause it's what we needed to have a good time. But it was fun, fun, fun when we were drinking, it was fun, fun, fun when we were drunk, and it was fun, fun, fun when we were laughing, it was fun, fun, fun.
Everyone, Who joined us? Sam Einbinder, Thomas Brown. Thomas Brown, we miss you. Oh my gosh, we hope you have a great, great time in Chicago.
Yep, enjoy yourself. You're gonna have fun.
You're gonna be able to experience things that we'll never get to experience here.
I know, like people outside of the house.
Like people who don't have anxiety, who don't shut themselves inside and not want to come out all day. Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Have a nice weekend.
We're going to leave you with ourselves.